Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this seventh Sunday of Easter, the Sunday after Ascension Day, Year A. Our readings today from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. Verses 6 to 14, Psalm 68, the first letter of Peter, chapter 4, verses 12 to 14, and chapter 5, verses 6 to 11, and the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. Let us pray. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are therefore surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. So we are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, fill our hearts and minds and lives with so many things that we hope will bring us peace and fulfillment, but we are left feeling empty and alone. We have come to worship you because we believe that Christ is the bread of life and the true fulfillment is found only in him. We ask you, O God, to open our minds to be attentive to your word of grace and our hearts open to the Spirit of Christ. Amen. We have the hymn, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, CPWI 251. We pray the collect for the seventh Sunday of Easter, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Glorifying God. Glorifying God. John, in his Gospel from chapters 13 to 19, records the last 24 hours of the life of Jesus before his crucifixion. These chapters represent Jesus' final words of instruction, guidance, direction, and encouragement to his disciples. They are to carry out his ministry after he has ascended to the Father. These instructions are therefore very important for the disciples. Jesus begins by announcing his imminent return to the Father. He says to them, "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." John chapter 13, verse 33. Jesus promises to give his disciples the Holy Spirit to teach, equip, and empower them for their task. In John 14, verse 16, he says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." In our Gospel today from John chapter 17, Jesus prays for his disciples. He begins by requesting that God give him the glory he once had. Jesus prays, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may be glorified in you." Chapter 17, verse 16. How has Jesus the Son glorified the Father? Jesus continues, "I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do." Verse 4. To glorify is to praise or to give honor. Jesus continues by asking that he be glorified in the Father's presence with the glory that belongs to him as the eternal Son of God. In verse 5, Jesus prays, "So now, Father, glorify me in my own presence with the glory that I have had in your presence before the world existed." In John's Gospel, the word glory represents the nature of God, God's character, God's identity, God's essential nature. In the opening chapter of his Gospel, John affirms as he speaks about Jesus. "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as our Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." John chapter 1, verse 14. As the incarnate Word of God, the Word made flesh, Jesus alone shares in God's glory. Jesus alone is able to reveal God's glory to others. John affirms in chapter 1, verse 18, "No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." In John's Gospel, Jesus reveals God's identity, God's glory, in two ways. God's glory is revealed through the signs and wonders that Jesus performs. We note that after his first miracle in Cana of Galilee, the writer states, "Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and the disciples believed in him." John chapter 2, verse 11. In the face of Christ's glory, the disciples were moved to believe. As more and more people experienced the signs and wonders that Jesus performed, they too believed in him. However, the glory of God was also made known through the death of Jesus. Before his crucifixion, Jesus declared, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." John chapter 12, verses 23 and 24. God's glory is also revealed in the supreme acts of love, as love is the essential nature of God. We can conclude that to make God's name known is to reveal who God truly is, and therefore reveal God's glory. Jesus glorified God by making the Father known to the people of his day. Jesus prays for his disciples that after he has left them, they would have the same oneness of identity, purpose, and above all love that he and his Father have shown from the beginning of time. Jesus prayed, "I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." John chapter 17, verses 9 to 11. As disciples of Christ today, we glorify God when we demonstrate in words and deeds that we believe in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, that he is the Lamb of God who gave his life as a sacrifice for our sins, and that he has called us in our time and place to follow him, that is, to lead others to God. As we demonstrate the love of God in our interaction with others, we are glorifying God. As other persons are able to experience God's love through us, we are glorifying God. As we proclaim our discipleship in word and action, we are glorifying God. As we demonstrate unity of purpose in the church and in the world, we are glorifying God. We are making God known. We are glorifying the Father and the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. As disciples of Christ, our true vocation is to use our gifts to enable others to know God and to have a relationship with God. In this, we will be fulfilling the work of a faithful son or daughter of God. We will be revealing the Father and the Son. We will be glorifying the Father and the Son. We will be fulfilling our life's work. Pray that the glory of the Father and the Son will be revealed in the world through our efforts as believers in Christ and disciples of Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Let the righteous be glad. Sing praises to the Lord. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus Christ, you share your life with our life. Unite your church in this vitality that we may witness to your truth. Keep hold of your church and treasure those whom you call by name. Let the righteous be glad, sing praises to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your Son expanded the narrow vision of his disciples, enlarged the scope of our concern to embrace people of all nations and races. Keep us watchful against all that would devour the weak and vulnerable. Let the righteous be glad, sing praises to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you give us grace to share your love with one another. Bless our families and friends, those closest to us, and unknown strangers whom to know would enrich us. Enfold all people within your loving arms. Let the righteous be glad, sing praises to the Lord. Heavenly Father, hear the cry of all who cast their anxiety on your loving care. Restore and strengthen us in your service. Let the righteous be glad, sing praises to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your glory unites earth and heaven. Gather to yourself the faithful departed. Grant eternal life to all children of your possession. Let the righteous be glad, sing praises to the Lord. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn, How Great Is Our God. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Christ our King make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today, this week, and always. Amen. And we wish you a very productive, rewarding, and spirit-filled week. And we leave you with the battle hymn of the Republic.